our address, which is kboo.fm online. Click on donate as your way. We are, again, not having our regular April or spring membership drive with a bank of phones and volunteers manning them or personing them and all for a week or two. We are doing it strictly within the framework of our shows and the hosts of the shows, and reaching out to you directly, asking you to go to kbo.fm or send your check or money order in to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And we got to run. So thank you, Norman, so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
And thank you, Tammy, on the board. And let's go out with whatever we're going out with. See ya.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
Tune in to KBOO on Wednesday, April 29th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for the live broadcast of the Urban League of Portland's Black Votes Matter 2020 Candidate Forum. This forum is an opportunity for Black voters and their allies to ask questions of the candidates running in the Portland mayoral race and the Multnomah County District Attorney's race. Again, that's the Urban League of Portland's Black Votes Matter 2020 Candidate Forum on Wednesday, April 29th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Welcome to Inside Washington County with Rob Solomon. We feature interviews with leaders in the community focusing on issues important to Washington County.
Welcome to Inside Washington County. I'm Rob Solomon. Our job is to help the people who are willing to seek office to get their ideas, plans, and goals to you. Our plan had been to bring all candidates into our studio, and in fact, they had all agreed and were scheduled to do so. Then came the start of the coronavirus and the beginning of closures and social distancing. We had to come up with an alternative. So we invited each candidate to provide a written reply to prepared questions online. Each received the same set of questions and had 48 hours to return their responses. Because we are an auditory podcast and radio show, we are broadcasting the candidate responses. In order to reflect the flavor of a debate as best as we can, I will read each question and I will read each candidate's response. Inside Washington County endorses no one in any race. Any change in tone or inflection as I read any candidate's words is inadvertent and unintentional. Today, we feature the race for Washington County Commission District 1. This is an open seat as the incumbent is seeking a state Senate seat in the upcoming election. Our candidates today are Jeffrey Hindley, who has worked in county governments for over 20 years, serving as an administrator for the last 10 in Yamhill County. Also, we have Nafisa Fai. Nafisa Fai is a small business owner and public health expert. We also have Manuel Castaneda. Manuel Castaneda is a small business owner who started his own business, Pro Landscape Incorporated. Now it's time to move to the questions. Our first question, and we'll look at Jeffrey first. Our first question is, District 1's primary jurisdictions include Alloa, Beaverton, Reedville, and the Cooper Mountain area. What unique problems or challenges is District 1 grappling with compared to Washington County at large, and how will you bring those problems to the table as a representative of District 1? Jeffrey responds, "From an economic development standpoint, Alloa and Reedville have little to no representation. Washington County has just approved the hiring of an economic development manager who will focus much of their attention on the urban unincorporated areas of the county. I support modestly expanding this new department to better support business, creating economic roundtables, information for small business creation, and funneling citizens to struggling businesses. Also, I support the full implementation of the Alloa Tomorrow project, which will add a more livable, safe, and business-friendly area downtown to Alloa, as well as improved transportation routes for both transit and vehicles. Additionally, both South and North Cooper Mountain have rapidly changing needs with the implementation of the South Cooper Mountain housing development and the Willamette Water Supply Project. The transportation planning for this area, namely Farmington, Shoals Ferry, and 175th, have been absent. We need to better prepare transportation infrastructure for these developments while maintaining as much of the green spaces and livability that we can. Finally, through the county's Board Priority Investment Fund, appropriate funding to Home Plate, who serves homeless youth in Beaverton, who led the state in homeless youth, numbering 1,500 in 2018. This is a problem the county can help with. And, again, question one concerning District 1's issues. Nafisa responds, District 1 is the most urban district in Washington County, the most diverse, and much of it is unincorporated. As a resident of unincorporated Alloa, I see the challenges our unincorporated areas face firsthand. Lack of government representation, reduced access to public transit, lower income levels than Beaverton residents, and more. I want to be a voice for unincorporated Washington County residents, and my decision-making as a commissioner will be guided by the fact that District 1 is split between the city of Beaverton and unincorporated areas. As a representative for the most diverse district, I will bring important lived experience as a refugee and a woman of color. Through my work founding the Pan-African Festival, I have united Oregonians from diverse backgrounds to celebrate cultural, economic, and social vitality and support emerging small businesses. I have experience partnering with communities of color, and this is a skill set I will bring to serving as a commissioner to ensure our diverse population receives the representation it deserves. Given the urban nature of District 1, it faces some of the biggest congestion challenges. I want to work within the bounds of the county and alongside our local government partners to find transportation solutions. Given the easy access to employment opportunities and public transit centers, District 1 is in need of more housing at levels people of all incomes can afford. Question 1 continues. This time we move to Manuel Castaneda. Manuel responds, District 1 represents a large variety of large business interests in the county. It is important that we keep these companies in the area, but also create policy that allows smaller businesses to thrive. I have the business background and work with both large and small companies. I know what their needs are, and I will be an effective liaison between local government and business. I address the transportation issues District 1 faces in a later answer. Moving now to question 2, what policy areas would you, as commissioner, push the Washington County Commission to focus on? Turning to Nafisa first, she responds, I believe strongly that we need to be making investments in housing and wraparound social services to help people who need it. As a commissioner, the specific ways I will address our housing crisis are working to build more subsidized affordable housing, prioritizing county funds for the creation of affordable housing, and close oversight to ensure we are creating affordable housing that addresses areas of greatest need equitably. Creating tools to embed affordability in future development and seeing what can be done to build homes that are more affordable to buy, whether through subsidies for the home buyer or waivers for the home builder. While subsidized affordable housing is necessary, pathways for home ownership are also important. Congestion is negatively impacting our residents and our companies. I will work to reduce traffic so people can spend less time on the road and more time with their family, and companies can move their products and their employees through the county efficiently. In creating transportation solutions that work for all, we must center those who are not able to afford personal motor vehicles to get where they are going. That includes transit and active transportation solutions that help connect people with jobs, schools, shopping, and recreation. Job growth and retention will always be critical for Washington County. As the owner of a minority, women, and emerging small business based in Beaverton, I know the importance of financial stability and the value of small business hold in our community. I will support small business growth, work to empower community members to create businesses, and partner with the business community to understand their needs and priorities. Manuel responds to the same question, what policy areas would you push the Washington County Commission to focus on? Manuel says, I have a unique background in renewable energy, environmental restoration, construction, and small business that other candidates do not. As a Washington County Commissioner, I will push the other commissioners to focus on protecting livability, building more affordable housing, and helping small businesses grow. People come to live in Washington County for good livability and family wage jobs. This is what makes Washington County special, and it's what we need to protect. What policy areas would you as commissioner push the commission to focus on? Turning to Jeffrey, Jeffrey responds, frankly, being more fiscally conservative. We have lean years coming up in Washington County, and the answer is not to tax or buy ourselves out of it. We don't need to raise more money on the backs of taxpayers and businesses. Cutting waste, reprioritizing spending, and changing special fund appropriations are all ways to better fund priorities. I haven't heard one government official, including my opponents, say anything about cutting or limiting expenses. I've worked in county government for 20 years through both difficult years and prosperous ones. So I've learned a lot about strategies to save money while maintaining essential services. Washington County has 81 special funds supported by the county's general fund. These funds can be modified, eliminated, increased, or appropriations can be cut or redistributed to other funds. A top-down review of this spending and funding priorities should be reviewed to compensate for any funding needs before we look at tax or fee increases. Finally, we need to hold the line with the rapid increase of county employees. In the last 2 years, Washington County has hired 138 full-time employees. With personnel costs, these hirings account to close to $14 million in increased expenditures. This cannot continue. The county must provide the manpower necessary to meet the needs of the public, and this can be done in a more fiscally conservative manner. Turning to question three, we're asking Manuel first. Manuel, what are Washington County's greatest challenges to accommodating population growth, and what could you contribute to advancing potential solutions? Manuel responds, we are facing a large shortage of affordable housing. People who work in Washington County need to be able to afford to live in Washington County. Allowing for the development of multifamily housing is a good step in the right direction, but we need to build more units than we currently are to alleviate the lack of housing stock. We can also help to lower traffic congestion by building more housing near job centers. This is something I will focus on and am prepared to dive into with my background in construction. Nafisa responds to the same question, greatest challenges. Nafisa says, with our commitment to protecting our beautiful natural spaces and family farms, one of the biggest challenges for accommodating growth will always be land supply. We need to think creatively about how to add housing within the urban growth boundary, and especially how we can prioritize housing near employment opportunities and transit. Another barrier to accommodating population growth is the cost of housing. Rising costs are impacting renters, home buyers, and those who build our housing. I appreciate that our changing population base has varied needs for housing. Many young people today are less interested in owning a large home on a large lot. For some, the convenience of easy access to public transit and amenities within walking distance means they will choose a condo or apartment that allows them to forego owning a car. And we should make sure there are housing options that meet their needs. That will ensure we can allow for growth and meet the needs of local employers while also preserving the character of neighborhood and natural spaces. Asking Jeffrey the same question about greatest challenges accommodating population growth, Jeffrey responds, we need a greater inventory of housing and improved vehicle capacity infrastructure. Regarding housing, we need more homes built in all price ranges so people of all incomes can live and work in the county they call home. This should include a focus on affordable single-family homes, a tiny home community and enough subsidized housing to support our more vulnerable and financially challenged citizens. Government's job is not to solve all problems. We have specific areas of responsibility and finite financial resources. Our job is to eliminate barriers to success and provide opportunities for everybody in our community to attain it. Housing inventory has a direct impact on housing prices. If we limit our inventory and don't provide space to build, the housing crisis will continue. I will support cities to relax the urban growth boundary to minimize infill density and increase our buildable area to match population growth. Second, improved vehicle capacity for roads and arterials. I support prioritizing our MSTIP funding for increasing capacity for our major roads. Finally, people want to move here because of our livability. We have the second lowest crime rate in the state, the lowest food insecurity numbers, and the second lowest poverty rate at 8%. Additionally, 95% of our citizens have insurance or get their medical needs met through various means. I have detailed ideas how to better shift funding to support our community stakeholders, businesses, and sheriff's department to improve programs that will increase benefits to an increasing population. Moving now to question four. Many parts of Washington County, including the low-end Cooper Mountain, exist in a public transportation desert with few convenient public transportation options. Over the next 10 years, how do you want to see Washington County's transportation landscape changed? Sticking with Jeffrey on this one, Jeffrey responds, I'm opposed to the Metro Transportation Bond because of the $1 billion TriMet wants for the South Corridor Light Rail project. Bus ridership has been declining since 2015 and max ridership has been down since 2012. Overall, a decrease of 7.7 million riders in this time period. Over 80% of all citizens see owning a car as a need and want, but local policymakers are not listening. This statistic is also true in the Cooper Mountain and Loloa area. So, as noted earlier, I want to see some MSTIP money appropriated at $35 million per year to shift to larger projects for a single fiscal year or two. I would also want to do cost saving to either advocate ODOT to provide the proper prioritizing of these roads or combine our financial efforts and work together on them, specifically the roads of Farmington, Shoals Ferry, and 175th Avenue. However, our transportation infrastructure must be robust to accommodate our citizens' needs. Another option is to work with TriMet to provide more lift and shuttle services to the areas of Washington County not served by existing bus lines. This may include some financial subsidy of other service providers that can provide that service. Additionally, we can work with TriMet to add a bus line in the areas of Washington County that are not being met, such as the South Cooper Mountain area, if there is public support. This is a more cost-effective strategy than the creation of a MAX line. Any suggestion of this would be ridiculous. Increased bus service and improved shuttle services are the best option and the most common sense and affordable strategy. Same question, moving to Nafissa. The question again, how would you like to see Washington County's transportation landscape changed? Nafissa responds, working people are spending too much time in traffic. I want to work so people can spend less time on the road and more time with their families. Much of the county is covered by the TriMet service area, and I'll support the upcoming Metro measure to expand transit and transportation solutions within the urban growth boundary. We also must pay attention to transit solutions for those who live outside the urban growth boundary that are not served by TriMet. The best transportation solutions come from giving people more options so they can pick the one that works best for them. Greater use of transit frees up space on our roads, reducing the costly process of expanding capacity. We need leaders that recognize this need for a complementary approach that supports public transportation in concert with the right investments to meet growing demands on the system. Continuing with the question on transportation, we turn to Manuel. Manuel responds, traffic congestion impacts every aspect of our lives, such as how much time we can spend with loved ones. It pollutes our environment, takes a toll on our infrastructure, and negatively impacts how our local businesses move their products. To fix this, we need to focus on smart investments into multimodal transportation options. I want to locate more housing closer to employment centers to reduce the distance people are commuting. I will support and fight for more walkable communities by addressing dangerous crossings and roads, and I will commit to maintaining and investing in our roads and existing transportation infrastructure. We need a multitude of transportation options for all residents of Washington County. Moving now to question 5, affordable housing is also a challenge in Washington County's urban development and population growth. How, beyond development contracts, rent controls, etc., currently undertaken by Metro Council and Washington County, would you expand innovative, affordable options for Washington County residents, particularly for those in unincorporated areas? Manuel responds, "We are facing a critical housing shortage and housing costs continue to rise. As a commissioner, I will fight for a wide variety of housing that will fit the needs of all our community members. We need to do more to help first-time home buyers purchase homes and build capital. We need housing located near job centers at prices that fit the budgets of local workers. Additionally, we need to build more protected housing so seniors and veterans can continue to live in our community. I am interested in creating a timelier permitting process. Permitting must be both certain and timely so we can build housing we need on schedule and meet strict environmental standards. Additionally, lowering the cost of permits per unit will help to incentive builders to build more needed housing. For unincorporated areas, I would like to encourage more community planning. While this should not be taken from the general fund, there are local improvement districts that could be better utilized for this." Moving now to Nafisa, the same question. Nafisa responds, "I support efforts to foster housing for people at all income levels without compromising our forests, farmlands, and green spaces. That means looking at how we can better leverage dollars from the Metro Housing Bond to foster housing creation, including partnerships with nonprofits and others to ensure we are meeting the needs of the community and ensure unincorporated areas are not neglected in how funds are allocated and projects prioritized. It is critical that the county commissioner elected to this seat looks out for our residents in unincorporated areas." Same question to Jeffrey. Jeffrey responds, "I have two policy positions here that will provide a significant impact to this increasing problem within Washington County and the unincorporated areas. First," Jeffrey continues, "I'd work with the county to support both developers and private builders by waiving, reducing system development charges for the building of single-family homes within the $250,000 to $350,000 range. Data shows the greatest way to individual wealth is home ownership. We must get people out of renting and into owning a home. SDC charges for a single-family home in Washington County is close to $40,000. This county must provide support for the construction of more single-family affordable homes for moderate-income individuals. Second, I want to see the development of the first master-planned tiny home community in Oregon and Washington County. There is a need and a desire there. This would provide a much-needed inventory of homes for individuals who cannot afford the spiraling price of homes and individuals who also want a smaller footprint. This community would provide a variety of housing options under $150,000, along with shared facilities, meeting spaces, and green spaces. Municipalities all over the country have already implemented these communities with great success. We are way behind the curve on this and need to be more proactive in our approach to affordable housing to address the affordable housing shortage." Moving now to our final question, question 6. "Why are you the best candidate to serve and lead Washington County in 2021 and beyond?" Nafisa responds, "Through my lived experience in Somalia and here in the United States for over 22 years, I know personally the importance of our government centering the experience and needs of vulnerable communities. With my background in public health, owning my small business, and through deep involvement in our community, I have a unique skill set that I will bring to the commission to improve the health and strength of our region and address the issues facing Washington County." Asking Manuel the same question, "Why are you the best candidate?" Manuel says, "Washington County is the economic engine of the state, and that is not a coincidence. I have the experience we need to make sure Washington County continues to thrive. We need people in elected office who have knowledge of small business, who are from this area and understand our unique needs. I have lived in Washington County for over 30 years. I am raising my family here, and I understand the needs of our growing community. I know how to solve the problems we are facing, and I can get the job done. And Jeffrey, why are you the best candidate to serve and lead Washington County in 2021 and beyond? Jeffrey responds, I think I have two distinct advantages here. First, I've lived in Washington County for over 35 years, and I'm connected to this community at all levels. I know what people are struggling with, and I've listened to them for years. I am not driven by ideology, but what do people want and need? Second, my policy positions are arrived at by data, research, and best practices to look at ways to better serve citizens, not political ideology. I've been around so many policymakers that are driven by their own politics that they cannot listen to what the community is saying. Specifically, the Cascade Policy Institute published research that 81% of participants said driving a car was the preferred way for them and their families to commute. Do policymakers listen? No. They continue to institute policies and funding that supports the opposite. My ability and experience to see past ideology and listen to what the community is wanting puts me in a position to make objective, common sense public policy decisions. In closing, I would say this. We all have a story. I have one too. But I don't want people to vote for me because of my story. A story doesn't make one a good leader or a good public servant. Compare and contrast the candidates truthfully, and I think voters will find me to be the best advocate for them at the county level. Again, let me thank the candidates not only for participating, but for their flexibility in helping us to adapt to the complicated coronavirus situation. Our flexibility and their flexibility has produced a product which does not allow you to hear their own voices. However, we have used the candidates' words, and we have made every effort to reflect the intensity that the candidates shared with us in their written responses. I want to take this opportunity to thank Shauna Muckle, our intern, for her excellent research. And now we have a special opportunity for you. We're doing this for the debates this year. We invite you to now go to our website and cast a virtual vote for your preferred candidate. Please go to insidewashco.org/vote. Cast your ballot, and you can check in later and see how your favorite candidate's doing. We don't want you to forget to get your real ballot in the mail or in the box before May 19th. Civic education and civic involvement are two of the most important and effective ways to ensure our good but imperfect system functions as well as possible. Democracy is a political system built on the participation of the people it's meant to serve. Lack of participation creates fertile ground for autocracy to develop either by design or by accident. If the many ignore or avoid the issues, the few will be in charge with little or no accountability. We, the people, are to hold our leaders accountable. To do that, we need to 1. Understand how government works and how to work with it. A civics education in schools would really help. 2. Make yourself aware of the issues. Follow real news. Listen to varied points of view. 3. Vote. 4. Seek elective office, or donate time or money to a campaign, or become an advocate for issues that are important to you. Before we get to vote, let alone working in the system or on campaigns, I'd like us to receive that basic education and the continued awareness of the issues if we are to cast our ballots wisely. That's why groups that promote civic engagement, like the Washington County Public Affairs Forum, or media programs like Inside Washington County, or other efforts to get people together on issues, it's so important. It gives you an opportunity to interact directly with elected officials, people serving in government, business, and the arts. You meet the leaders of your community. You get to ask questions. You get answers. Some groups, like the Portland City Club, issue policy statements and/or endorsements. The Washington County Public Affairs Forum is neutral And Inside Washington County supports that neutrality. Most people who are active in the democratic system will have strong opinions on issues. And people behind Inside Washington County, as well as the board of the Washington County Public Affairs Forum, they have their opinions, or they probably wouldn't be involved. However, the neutrality is important if we are appealing to all folks with different points of view. The forum offers programs of civic education from time to time. I would really like to see it mandated in schools across the country. I think that's where the foundation of civic education has to be. The forum and similar programs enable folks in our county to have access to our leaders and to impact our community. We cater to no political party or organization. None of the independent programs do. We serve the people of Washington County. I, for one, am proud to be part of such a system. Please tune in next week when our focus will be on the race for Beaverton Mayor.
Thank you for listening to Inside Washington County with Rob Solomon. Go to our website, insidewashco.org, to contact us or leave comments on this interview. This series is produced by Rick Paulson.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Join KBOO this Friday, May 1st at 11 a.m. for KBOO's first online live webinar and Q&A. The subject is COVID-19 in Palestine and Israel. We will hear from guest speakers like Dr. Osama Tenos, a pediatrician specialist based in Haifa, Richard Silverstein of the Jewish Bloc Tikkun Olam,